following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot going on in the sports world. We've got March Madness literally right around the corner. That's what we'll be talking about next weekend. Dude, so much happening. We had the free agency frenzy in the first 48 hours where guys came and went. We still have the Golden State Warriors to talk about with their unbelievable march into history. Baseball in our backyard, maybe a little bit too much. Jeff, I don't know how you're feeling, but I'm ready to go this hour, man.
Oh, I'm absolutely ready to go. I'm all fired up. And that NFL free agency frenzy, I mean, we're seeing the league reshape itself before our very eyes. You know, Brady and Belichick, they're going to get theirs in New England, but we're seeing people move around. We're seeing a changing of the guard, obviously, in Denver and in Houston. So, you know, even the games that aren't being played are great. But, you know, what we're shaping ourselves up for is a great NCAA tournament, no clear-cut winner on the horizon. And in the NBA, it's kind of the opposite. It's just, you know, it's Golden State and everyone else. So I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, great stuff, man. Good way to get us started here. But truth be told, Tom Brady is the oldest non-kicker in the NFL right now. So crazy when you think of that. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
It may sound far-fetched, but damaged wood around your home has something in common with automobile repair. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about one of the best repair tools you should have around your home right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
Eventually, every home will have some damaged wood. Perhaps it's a porch column with a little water damage or a door jamb that had an ill-timed meeting with a piece of furniture being moved. For minor damage that isn't a structural issue, one of the best repair solutions is to fill the gap with automobile body filler. While normally used to repair dents and dings in a car, it makes for a great filler for any wood surface that is painted. The two-part epoxy bonds quickly to the damaged wood surface. It hardens within minutes, and once cured, it can be sanded smooth, primed, and painted. Automobile body filters should only be used for cosmetic repairs, but the beauty of the product is that the damage that was once an eyesore is now completely invisible. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, which, by the way, daylight savings time. So if you're just waking up and thinking, hey, this is our time, well, we've already been here for an hour, guys, so you're a little bit late to the party. But letting you know, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday, you can catch Jeff and I rapping about sports.
I gotta tell you something about daylight savings. Hey, you know, as a lot of people know, Arizona doesn't participate in the practice. We get enough sunlight. We don't need the sun shining high in the sky at 9 p.m. every night. But
is that the logic behind why we don't change? Is that it?
You know, it's an agricultural thing, and it's age old, and it's really useless. And, you know, we hear our friends on the East Coast and basically in every other time zone gripe about it every year, and it shouldn't affect us. But because we do a show from 8 to 10 Pacific live every Sunday, when it's time to get up on Sunday, you know, my phone didn't, you know, actually adjusted for daylight savings. So I'm being woken up, quite honestly, an hour before I had to on Sunday morning this year when everybody else practiced daylight savings and Arizona did not.
Well, you know what? I always thought it was just because we're so slow here that they figured, you know, this is just a way to keep us slow. I'm being serious about that because everything seems like it takes forever here in the desert. You know, I'm a guy from the Midwest, and that's blue collar, that's hardworking. Here, it's kind of like everybody's just chilling out in the sun all the time, and that sun definitely takes a toll on people's brain, if you ask me, Jeff.
Oh, sure. Everything's slower when you get out west. I mean, you know, even the people that are quick out on the West Coast, they usually come from Massachusetts and New York and from cities in the Midwest. So, but the people that are native, that there's just not as much of a sense of urgency. And it, you know, it's almost like people that live here are on vacation all the time. And you see it with the spring training traffic over there at Scottsdale, Arizona, is that when people are relaxed, when people aren't in a hurry, and that just happens to be the daily grind for us here in Phoenix, Arizona.
I also see it on the tennis courts, unfortunately, man. You're right. It seems like people are in and out of town all the time, which affects the way that I live. But I actually we got to bring Scott in here for a quick second. Scott, was that you that I was getting text messages from about the weather in San Francisco? So all of a sudden, no, this is crazy. All of a sudden over the weekend, I'm starting to get these messages at like midnight or whatever time it is about, hey, we're starting our crazy rain here in San Francisco. And I'm thinking like, who the hell is sending me this message? And then I'm thinking like, it's got to be only one person. So then what was crazy is I'm trying to send text messages back like, hey, take me out of this message thing. And it's coming back to me telling me it's an error because it's not a legitimate place to go and this and that and the other. And then finally, somehow, some way, I found out who was behind it. And then I did get out of that group text. But are you underwater there in San Francisco, Scott? So good news is they're not underwater, and they may have gotten a lot of rain, but unfortunately, we got no rain. We never get rain here, but it was nice to hear about the rain that you were getting. But on a serious note, getting back into things, we're going to have Shane Koenig in a little while. We're going to talk to him about NBA basketball and some other things that are going on, maybe even kind of intertwine the two, and NCAA and NBA basketball, because obviously it is March Madness. Hey, and just out of curiosity, what do you think about Charles and Kenny when they make their jump over and they do some college basketball? How do you find that as enjoyable as I do?
It's fun, but the college basketball purists sure do hate it. Yeah, they see these guys that come in. It's kind of like when TBS and TNT do the Major League Baseball playoffs. You just have this short-time crew that you're not used to, so you figure that they're out of their element. And you know, to be honest, Kenny and Charles, they're not watching these tournaments. You know, they're going to accept the field for what it is, and then they're going to talk about the X's and O's on the court and, you know, throw a little bit of entertainment flair in like they tend to do, like they tend to do across all of Turner Sports.
But here's the deal. When you really think about it, as far as the NBA goes, they're unbelievable, okay? I think they have a great pulse for what's going on in the game today, and we all know what they did in the game themselves. And you know what? You can give that nod to all three of those guys, Kenny, Charles, and Shaq, for that matter. And I'll be honest, I've grown to kind of like Shaq in the mix with them. He grows on you. He's good in small doses. You don't want to have him up there on his own because that's a disaster. But when he's up there with Kenny and Charles, he fits in. And you know, they used to give him a little harder time than they do now, but truth be told, I enjoy the mix, and I like seeing them do college because you're right, it takes them a little bit out of their element, and they do give you that look from kind of a different perspective of the NBA, where they're talking about, hey, this guy will be really good in the NBA or has a great body for the NBA, or this guy isn't ready for the NBA and this and that and the other. And I think they're a little bit more objective about maybe how that certain individual will fare at the next level.
Yeah, you know, I'd kind of like to see the crossover. I'd like to see Jay Billis and Jay Williams and Seth Greenberg talk about some NBA games because they participate in the draft, because that's a transition from one level to the next. And I think that it would work both ways. We saw ESPN play with it a little bit, putting some of their college analysts on NBA games, putting some of their NBA analysts on college games. And I thought I don't know that it was successful, but I thought it was interesting when they tried that little experiment a month ago.
Do you think this Ben Simpson deserves to be the number one pick? You know, LSU not going to make the tournament for the most part. And he wasn't everything that I thought everybody talked him up to be. So truth be told, I don't think he's worthy of that number one pick. But in your humble opinion, is this guy the number one pick?
He could be. I mean, you know, the question I ask myself is, if not him, then who? I mean, you know, do you think that – I don't know that Buddy Hill's that player either, coming from Oklahoma. So I think that Ben Simmons is the safe pick. I think that there's a lot of raw tools there. But you know, I think he's going to have an adjustment period similar to what Andrew Wiggins is going through in his first couple of years in the NBA. I think it's just I think the adjustment period is you know, it's not something that he's seen in the SEC, and he'll see it in the NBA playing on a very bad basketball team.
Why does Marcus Beasley's the guy that comes to mind when I think of this kid for some reason? And I think Beasley is maybe even a little bit more athletic. Is it just because they're both lefty? Is that what I'm thinking there?
It could be. You know, Beasley didn't have a long run in the tournament with Kansas State his freshman year. He still goes second overall in the draft. He still goes to second overall in the following draft. So, you know, I think that there's red flags, and I think that NBA teams tend to ignore him because of the potential and not because of what's there at the moment. I think they see a lot of potential in Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, look, I see potential, but truth be told, I want these kids to stay in school longer. And you know what? Maybe you want to call me old school on this one, but I think that this one and done sensation, it works to a certain degree. It doesn't work all the time, but you know, you mentioned Buddy Hield. That's a kid who's been around for 4 years, and you know what? There's a little bit more polish to his game than in some other guys. But
well, let me ask you this.
Yeah,
you know, Kemba Walker, who takes his UConn Huskies on an incredible run. I said it in the Open. You know, you don't underscore them going into the month of March. But you know, you get to a point when, is it the proven commodity in Kemba Walker, or is it the unknown in Kyrie Irving, who only played 11 games at Duke?
Yeah, you know what? Look, I think the jury's still out on Kyrie Irving. To be honest with you, man, I don't know how much of a winner that guy is yet. And you know what? You mentioned something about the Cavaliers that I wouldn't mind getting into too. When you talked about LeBron going with D Wade during the year, and you weren't really up on that, I'm kind of curious as to why. So let's talk about that on the other side, among other things. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. A little lover boy for you. Here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We want thoughts. We want opinions. We want to know what's on your mind. We don't even care if it's sports, to be honest with you, for the most part. But keep it classy from wherever you're at, San Diego, San Francisco, Cleveland. And speaking of Cleveland, keeping it classy, your boy LeBron James, who I didn't know you didn't have a problem with him going to work out with D-Wade during the year, because truth be told, I don't have a problem with it. And
I don't have a problem with it. Let me be clear about that. I don't have a problem with that event in particular. I just, the fraternization, I like a guy like Brandon Phillips from the Cincinnati Reds that said, you know, he talks about the St. Louis Cardinals. The Reds and the Cardinals battled for that, you know, for NL Central supremacy for years. And Phillips has just come out and said, I don't like the Cardinals. I hate them. I hate every one of them. And that's exactly the, you know, that there's things I don't like about Brandon Phillips, you know, going back to his younger days in Cleveland with Eric Wedge, but I like that spirit. I want you to hate your opponent, and I want the Cleveland Cavaliers to play, you know, play with like a team on a mission, and we're not seeing that. We see that from Golden State, and we see that from San Antonio, and I think that we're starting to see it from Oklahoma City and even Toronto, but you need that fire. You need to not like your opponent in order to have everything that you got, you know, at the end of 48 minutes.
Well, I don't think that going to work out with somebody makes you not want to rip their head off. I think here's the deal. If they were out there on a basketball floor and they were working on plays together, then I think you got something. But if they're at a gym where there's a really good trainer that they know of, and a guy that actually trained, I believe, LeBron's wife and got her in really, really good shape, in general, man, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that was in any way stretched form of the imagination were they going out there to get buddy-buddy, but rather to push each other in the gym.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. And like I said, yeah, at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with it. I just have a problem with the sentiment that during the season, your adversaries should be your adversaries. It's not the reality anymore. I'm stating my discontent with it, but also my acceptance in the same breath.
Here's my problem with it, because I do have a problem with it as well, Jeff. My problem is that if he has the time, and I think that this is really what you're saying, but maybe in a few different words, if he has the time to go hang out with D-Wade during the season to get, you know, worked on something, whatever it is, in the gym, wherever, why doesn't he have the time to build that camaraderie with his own guys? That'd be the question I'm asking.
Yeah, and I think that he might spend enough time with his own guys. He's a different guy than he was when he was a kid trying to be a leader. Now he's a leader, and I don't know that he wants to necessarily be one of the guys anymore. I mean, you see his circle of friends. It's Chris Paul, it's Carmelo Anthony, and it's Dwayne Wade. You might throw Eric Bledsoe in that mix with his own inner circle, maybe a little bit on the peripheral. But LeBron's not the – but, you know, they don't do the team photo stuff that they did in his first run in Cleveland. This is all business LeBron, and I think it's tough for some of these guys that are used to him being their best friend for so long, you know, being every one of his teammates' best friends, whether it was in Cleveland or Miami. And I think that, you know, he's just past that point in his life, and he's got to be looked up to and not looked at laterally, like he's on the same level with some of these kids he plays with.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough NBA these days, because it's a tough world in general when you think about it, because we're judging and talking about things so much and so rapidly. It's crazy. But I don't think that that's a normal practice. I'll be honest with you. And I don't think that the old school guys would have ever thought about doing things like that. And I'm talking about those Milwaukee Bucks teams of the 80s, or the Philadelphia 76ers teams, or the Lakers or the Celtics, all of them, man. I don't think you would have seen them going out with other guys and doing that. So I think there is some validity to what you're saying, but I also think that this is a different culture and this is a different time. And with the way things are, you can get places so much quicker and easier that people take advantage of things. And this is just LeBron taking advantage of that ability.
Yeah, he's got unworldly expectations set on his shoulders, as he should, with everything that he's pulled over the last 7 or 8 years. And, you know, he's been close with Cleveland, but I think that you would argue both in 2007 and 2015, he wasn't quite that close. They go down 4-0 to San Antonio with a raw roster of Cavs, cast-offs. In 2007 against San Antonio, they kind of upset Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals there. Then they were supposed to be there last year, but you just ran into a buzzsaw in Golden State, and that buzzsaw hasn't turned off for the last 36 months.
Pretty impressive run that they've had. Let's be honest. You know, the Warriors have changed a little bit of the way the philosophy of people. You know, you get a bunch of guys out there that can shoot the ball, and you have guys who can run the floor like deers. So the truth is that they've kind of reinvented the wheel, if you will, to a certain degree. But at the end of the day, look, we've got a few very good basketball teams in the NBA, and that's mostly the majority of them are in that Western Conference. And a lot of people feel that maybe the Clippers play them the best. I don't know. Maybe the San Antonio Spurs are kind of sitting in there waiting, chomping at the bit.
I think that top four is going to be a bloodbath. I think when we get to the second round of the Western Conference playoffs, it's just going to be brutal. It's going to be like watching basketball in the 80s.
Look, you just hope that everybody holds, you know, to be honest with you. I really do. I hope that everybody holds, because then you will see some really, really good basketball. And, you know, on the other side, Cleveland has the home court advantage, but let's be honest, man, they're only two games ahead of Toronto. Toronto could wind up having the home court advantage, and I think that would make a huge difference for them. But they've been pretty impressive, man. You know, Atlanta's fallen back to the pack a little bit.
Charlotte? Charlotte's on the rise.
Yeah, no, Charlotte's playing great basketball. They're in the fifth spot right now, just a half a game behind Miami. So obviously we've got ourselves a race for the top four in the Eastern Conference, and Boston just a game ahead of Miami. But then again, like I said, Toronto and Cleveland have a clear 1-2. They're definitely those 1-2 teams. It's just a race for who's 3, 4, 5, even 6, even 7. 8 is a little bit of a race with the Bulls in Detroit. Do you think Detroit holds off, or do you think the Bulls nod that one?
I don't think the Bulls are getting back into this thing. I think that things are going to hold serve for the most part. The way the standings look on March 13th, that might be the way that the standings look on, you know, April 10th or whenever the regular season ends.
The Wizards, man, they're somewhat of a disappointment, you know, after the
Wizards, the Bucks, and the Bulls, all in the East, all very disappointed. They should all be, you know, the teams that are pecking away at Cleveland. And, you know, obviously they all came up short this season.
You know what? On the Milwaukee Bucks' behalf, listen, I hear what you're saying. Again, I've been preaching this for weeks when we talk about them. I hear what you're saying based on the result from last year when they made the playoffs. But with what they did in the offseason, getting rid of pieces like Zaza Pachulia, you had to understand that they were kind of going in a different direction. And the nucleus is what you have to look at. And the way that Middleton, Giannis, and Parker have played over the past, you know, 10, 12 games, and probably toward the end of the season and looking into next year, that's when I'll think the Milwaukee Bucks should make a move. This year was kind of an aberration, if you ask me, because they made a bunch of moves to make them worse, getting rid of some key pieces that made them who they were last year. They lost that identity. They had very little identity.
But I like the new direction for the Milwaukee Bucks. You're the deer, man.
Yeah, and my point is when your nucleus is 21 years old, you've got a very bright future. So the truth is next year, I think the expectation should be a lot greater for those young Milwaukee Bucks. But Chicago, definitely a step back. The Wizards, a step back. Detroit, on their side, they made a little bit of an improvement. The Pacers, They're okay. I mean, look, the good news is we don't have a team that's under 500 or two teams under 500 battling for the Eastern Conference race. To be honest with you, that may wind up happening in the Western Conference, which is definitely a role reversal this year.
Well, you know what? It'll all sort itself out in the playoffs, obviously. That's why they play the games. That's why we watch the games. And, you know, it's a little bit different than what we're going to be looking at on the college level, where everybody's one and done. I think a seven-game series reveals the truth a lot more than the exciting college format does.
Yeah, I do think that's true, but there's so much excitement when you talk about one game, 40 minutes, you know, an opportunity to have your season either continue or you go home. I think there's something special and unique about that as well. But
remember, everybody hates it in baseball.
I agree with you. Well, yeah, and I agree with you, though. On the other hand, 4 out of 7, you're usually going to get the better team that wins. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, and talk to him about NBA basketball and maybe intertwine the two, NCAA a little bit with the NBA, because we know March Madness is literally around the corner. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. Shane Koenig on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a 3-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect and it just showed up on your phone. Like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, my co-pilot with me, as he is each and every week. We're going to hook up with Shane Koenig in just a moment. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shane Koenig joining us now. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
No complaints, man. We're in the Valley of the Sun. It's going to be about 80 degrees. We got spring training going on in our backyard. We got March Madness in the horizon. We've got Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors knock, knock, knocking on history's door. And now we got you to kind of talk about everything. So I'm not complaining, man.
Yeah, anytime I can talk sports, I'm not complaining either.
I feel you there. So let's get started, and we'll start in the NBA, but we may bounce back and forth a little bit between NCAA and NBA basketball. Look, once again, the Golden State Warriors, they beat the Suns. We're not surprised about that. They're 59-6 currently, a 3.5-game lead over the Spurs, who are right there with them amazingly. It's kind of crazy when you think about the two seasons, not just the one season that the Spurs are the Warriors are having. If we weren't talking about the Warriors, we'd be talking about the Spurs. But because of the Warriors, we're not talking about the Spurs. Does that play kind of into their favor, do you think?
I think any time that a Popovich coach team can go under the radar and have one of the best seasons in their franchise history, they're probably pretty happy. I think they're also very happy with the development of LaMarcus Aldridge second half of the season, probably in the last 2 weeks especially. They started to really push towards LaMarcus being the center of their offense in the old Tim Duncan role. And I think that they're happy where they're at. I think that they're looking towards the playoffs, getting the rest that they normally get, and developing a game plan to specifically be ready for the Golden State Warriors. I don't think they'll come out and say that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they have four or five different plans to throw at them when the playoffs come around.
You know, these two teams play each other three more times. Talk about a backloaded schedule. And two of them are down in Texas. One's up at the Roracle. I'm looking at those two games in San Antonio almost as must win. At least one of them's a must win for San Antonio to have the right mindset going into the playoffs. I know that they were swept in 2007 by the Cavaliers in the regular season, and we saw how that turned out in the finals. How do you feel what weight do you put on these remaining Golden State San Antonio games before the playoffs, or is Popovich too much into gamesmanship to really make them matter?
I think I hold them in a pretty – I'll have them recorded if I don't watch them and have it as appointment television. But I think that Popovich, I wouldn't even be surprised if he rest people, I'll be honest with you, just to be like, hey, you know, he pulls a – you know, the Bill Belichick in the polls during the preseason and during the regular season, and all of a sudden the postseason, they come out with something you haven't even seen on tape. I wouldn't be surprised if Popovich does something like that and he throws a small lineup at him, or decides that he's going to sit Duncan and Aldridge and only go small, or do something that just is like, you know what, you're not going to get any more. Pull that gamesmanship, as you say. You know, we're not going to show you what we got. We're going to show you something completely different that isn't going to help you in the postseason.
At some point, is Kerr obligated to rest his guys, you know, record notwithstanding?
I don't know. I think that the way that they've talked about it during the season with Curry and Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr talking about it, I think they want the record. So, I mean, do they – against the Suns, should you sit people? I sure hope so. I think that they – you know, Kerr – I think sitting people the way that Popovich sits people with the DNP on there versus – Steph Curry has already scored 45 points in three quarters, so he sits the fourth quarter for a large number of games. I think that's their rest. I think that's what Kerr considers the rest to get them ready for the playoffs is, hey, fourth quarter, you're sitting. You don't have to do anything. So I don't think that they're going to sit people. I think they're really going to try for the record, because I feel like the way that they've talked about it is pushing towards that, wanting that record and to beat the Bulls' regular season record.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey, I hear what you're saying about Popovich and not playing guys, and let's call it intel. He's not going to give them any more intel on what they've got. But with that being said, Is there really any intel? These guys know what they are, don't they, at this point? The Spurs are who the Spurs are. The Warriors are who the Warriors are. Mm-hmm. Is there really anything to hide? Is there anything that they haven't shown us yet?
Not really. I think that the idea of what we talked about with LaMarcus Aldridge, I think that he has had that three quarters of a season to get really, really comfortable, and he's coming into form. So I think that's something that's unknown to them. You know, I think that they don't know if they're going to lean more into LaMarcus Aldridge as they get into the playoffs, so that grinded out offense. Because, you know, we've always talked about the Spurs and their span of entire championships. The first part of their championships, their team was a slow it down. You know, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, throw it into the post, high-low sets, a little bit of Elliott in the corner, and then Avery Johnson running the point, but not really an offense, a huge offensive threat, and they didn't go into transition. But once Duncan or Robinson retired and they started the Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan era, their offense does move. They want to get out and run and add Kawhi Leonard to that, and they are as well. But I think that they're going to be looking at LaMarcus Aldridge as, if we get into the playoffs, we can't be shooting corner threes at a high level. We're going to throw it into LaMarcus Aldridge, and I think that's going to be that unknown that could happen is how much of the offense is going to be around him. But, yeah, they know LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, he was in Portland. So there's little things that they can do, little parts of their offense that they can change, but they know what each player is capable of doing and what they can do.
You know, I've never thought about it, but you just made me think about something in Tim Duncan. I'm going to make a statement, and I think if you think about it and you really marinate, let it go in your brain a little bit, I think it makes a lot of sense. Tim Duncan, to me, is the LL Cool J of basketball. He's a guy that's been able to transcend in any era. He's played in several different styles. He's changed his game. He's kind of like the LL Cool J of basketball to me, where he's a guy you can put him in any system and he's gonna be fine. He can be a star. He can be a role player. He can sit back. He can, you know, take the ball when he has to and be that guy. But I don't know if there's ever been a guy. You know, we talk so much about Steph Curry and all the greatness of what he has. I don't know if there's ever been a guy like Tim Duncan in the NBA before.
You know, I don't know if he'll be hosting any, you know, Spike lip sync battles or anything like that. But I think that Tim Duncan is definitely, you know, he has the nickname that was given to him by Shaq or by whomever of the big fundamental. And those fundamentals are across the board, rebounding, shooting, whatever the offense is, he understands it and goes with that. I think that, and I never watched him play because but my dad was a huge fan. But a person like a Bill Russell doesn't win 11 championships by being the number one player. And stories have always been told about how a free agent would come in there and they struggled with rebounding. And that was the reason that they got him on the cheap, that a Red Auerbach would get the player on the cheap. And Bill Russell would be like, don't worry about that. I've got the rebounding. So I always, from stories that have been told and the history that has been told about Bill Russell, I think that Tim Duncan is in that mold. Obviously, doesn't have 11 championships, but just the ultimate teammate. What does the team need from me? I'm going to listen to the coach, and I'm going to put forward the path that is going to be shown to all the other players of the Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan's, Manu Ginobili's, all the other free agents that come there, that Popovich is the leader of this team, and if you don't want it, you can get out of here. And I think that Bill Russell was along those lines too, that Red Auerbach was the coach, and I'm the guy that's going to lead you there, and you need to follow me.
You know, Shane, you know, when you talk about Tim Duncan, one moment sticks out in my mind, especially this week with how we're seeing these buzzer beaters in college basketball. And it was Spurs-Lakers playoff game, I want to say like 03-04, where Duncan hits a shot, leaves 0.4 seconds on the clock, and you really realize how much that 48 minutes or 40 minutes, depending on what level you're at, really means that you play every second of the clock. And we saw it the other day on Friday night with Cincinnati and UConn. Cincinnati thinks they have that game won. UConn gets inbounded from three-quarter shot with 0.8 seconds left. You know, their guy hits the shot, and Cincinnati goes home, and Connecticut stays alive. Other than that moment, what's really excited you about college basketball over the last couple of weeks or even the whole season?
You know, I think the parity of the NCAAs with more scholarships available, or scholarships available so that your mid-majors can now get some of those players that way back in the day your big-time schools could only get. Your Gonzagas that have made a living off of transfers and also getting foreign and Australian players to come play for them. That type of parity is very exciting. And I think that we're seeing for the first time in quite a while a lot of really good teams that are peaking at the right time. Kentucky has their phenomenal freshmen finally coming into the role that they're late in the season that they have been used to seeing their freshmen play at. North Carolina has run the table in the ACC tournament and had a very strong run near the end of the year. Even Duke is playing okay. I mean, they've got all their people finally healthy and playing well. Villanova lost, and they've always had some problems in the postseason. Your Virginias that are also in the ACC that play incredible defense, and that always plays in the NCAA tournament. You play strong defense, you can win games. All of these teams seem to be peaking at the right time to make it a very exciting all the way up to like 12 teams that could really make a run, and you could see really doing something big in the NCAA tournament. I think it's pretty exciting.
You didn't mention Kansas. Look, oh, yeah. I've been impressed with them.
I went to Missouri, so sometimes it's hard for me to bring up Kansas.
I understand that. I totally feel your pain. But my brother went to Kansas, so Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Bottom line is they've got some really good players this year. And, you know, Perry Ellis kind of on his way out. Interesting to when you think about it, and I know Jeff may have a question about NCAA and NBA basketball, but just thinking about some of those guys like Perry Ellis, how do you think he's going to fare at the next level?
I think I was literally thinking about this while I was watching the game yesterday. Perry Ellis just reminds me of those Kansas players that are like, well, he's good. Like, I don't know where he fits.
Like Josh Shelby.
Exactly. Well, and Josh Shelby, or even the Morris twins. The Morris twins weren't tall enough to play power forward. They weren't good enough shooters, excuse me, to be a three. But when they get in the NBA, they have those, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to bust my butt type of Bill Self attitudes, and they get in there. Now, their careers probably haven't panned out the way at this point that they have, and we'll see what happens next season. But you get those players from Kansas that are fundamentally sound, not superior athletes, and they just seem to develop, and they just seem to get better and better and better. And I see Perry Ellis, you know, we've talked about it on your show multiple times about a Draymond Green and how he's a tweener, but it's a good tweener because he's strong enough to do play the big man, but he's a good enough shooter to shoot from three and extend out. And I feel like Perry Ellis, not to that necessarily that level, but Draymond Green has taken 4 or 5 years to get to that point. And I feel like Perry Ellis is that tweener where he's starting to shoot the three now as a senior. He's strong enough that he plays post defense, and he's strong enough to do that. Can he continue that in the NBA? But I think the biggest thing is when you get a Bill Self player, you're getting a player that works and a player that is going to continue to bust their butt to get better and fit into that team atmosphere, because that's what he forces. He'll sit players. He'll call you out. He'll say that was not appropriate. He will make sure that you fit into the team atmosphere and what Kansas is trying to do as a team while they get to the NCAA tournament so that they can have success there. And I think that
hey, Shane, do you want to hang with us through the break, and then we'll keep you for the final minutes of the show?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sounds good. He's Shane Koenig. We got Jeff Rich. We got the Dorf Man. I know that Jeff has a question, so I kind of want to get it in there. And then you're going to be included on something today, so I'm going to give it to you to think about during the break. We do what we call parting shots, final shots. So have a final shot for us as to your take on something in the sports world. But Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, and Shane Koenig, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports. Been a great hour. Got to thank Shane Koenig, who's with us right now, for joining us. Obviously, Scott on the other side for making it all possible, and Jeff for being here with me each and every week. But go ahead, Jeff. I know you got a real quick question for Shane.
Hey, you know, I mentioned the one-and-done versus the seven-game series, how the seven-game series reveals the truth. Is there a team in the Western Conference, like maybe a Portland, that you could see getting away with if they only had to win four games rather than having to win four series? Somebody that might be able to steal one from Golden State in the West or Cleveland in the East?
All right, so I guess we kind of dropped Shane there, but bottom line is no. I don't know, man. I think that that's it's a tough question. It's very difficult because the formats are just so different between the NCAA and the NBA. But with that being said, we'll have to get the answer from him next week when you ask.
Well, hey, let me get something in on Shane before we get out of here.
Yeah.
He started writing for MileHighBroncos.com. You know, you love his opinions here on the show. Check him out at MileHighBroncos.com. That's Shane Koenig.
MileHighBroncos.com. Check him out for sure, people. But real quickly, your parting shot today, Jeff.
My parting shot is to some of these transfer students, particularly two individuals from Cleveland as we start to approach the NCAA tournament. Both Cleveland State transfer students, Trey Lewis at Louisville, Anton Grady at Wichita State. Looks like Wichita State's going to make the tournament, so I wish those guys the best.
And my parting shot is to March Madness, baby. I can't wait. Buckle up, everybody. For Jeff, for Scott, for Shane, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.